So today's sugya is a smaller sugya. It's a quick and easy one. It may just take us a few minutes. We'll go through it, see how long it takes. Not a very long sugya, but it's a good one. The Gemara and Memhaim and Beis, we're just going backwards, just a few lines. So where did this go? The Gemara quotes a statement, Amar Mar, Evan Hayisa. There was a particular, the rock, referring to the rock. And there was, which is Mashmarashi says, Kol Yamim Hayosa. They always use the same rock to perform the mitzvah of skila. Always the same one. But then the Gemara brings the Brisa. Is that really true? How could they use the same Evan? The Hatani, the Brisa says, Achas Evan Shenishkaba, the rock that they used to stone the Nidom. The Achas Eitz Shenitla Olav, and the tree that was used to hang the guy. The echad saiv shin haragbo, and the sword that was used. The echad suda shin nechnakbo, and the handkerchief that was used to choke him. Cool on all of those things, nikbar and imo, they're all buried with him. So the rock that was stoned, that he was stoned with, is buried with the guy. How could it be that Evan Hayisa, the same rock that's used for Reuven, was used for Shimon later? Gemara says, lo tshicha de misakni maisi achrini chalufayiv. No, they would replace it. They'd replace it. Then the Gemara says, "V'hatani ain't nikbar nimo." No, you can't mamish bury the Evan, the eight, the suda, the saif with the mace himself. Amar Papa, my imo. What does imo mean? Imo b'tfisaso, with him in his reach. Rashi writes, "What does tfisaso mean? B'soch arba amos, within four amos." The din is the mace's toe face, the arba amos around him, the radius around him. So within four amos around the mace, you would bury the eight, the Evan, the saif, and the sudar. But it wouldn't be buried within mamish.
Well, I mean, the Gemara really never explained why that's such a crazy idea of burying it within mamish.
Yeah, so we'll go. The Rishonim address this, and Achronim will address that. Why not with him? So very basic. What exactly is the source of this din? What's the reason behind the din? And then Jake's question: why not mamish with the mace? Those are a few questions we'll address. Very localized, and I think all the issues really connect. So first, in terms of the source, what Rashi tells us the source is based in the Gemara later on, Memvavim Amud Beis. He says, Mikvor tikberenu yisera. There's an extra word, the double lashon. From that double lashon, we say, not only do you bury the guy who gets killed, you also bury that which was used to kill him. Okay, now I'll just make a side point, I guess allude to the upcoming foreshadow of the next sugya. It's interesting that the eight is on this very list that's buried with him. All the other ones are used to kill him. The Evan, the Sudar, the Saif, were all used to kill him. When it comes to the eight, he already was dead. He already was stoned to death. And then they take this dead body and hang him on the tree for a moment and then bring him down. Why is the eight being buried with him? That wasn't part of what was killed there. So just... So Jerry's already alluding to the next sugya. How much is the eight? How much is the tliya, a continuation of the onesh of skila? It's really continuing the punishment. That's one approach. We'll get to the other approach tomorrow, but just pointing that out since we saw the brisa. But Rashi tells us the source of this halacha is ki kavor tikberenu, the double asha. And Rabbi Yonah helps explain what exactly the drasha is. His two pshatim. First, he quotes Rashi. And he says that dechi kavor artarvayu koi, that the pasuk refers to both them, on nitla v'ha'etz, on the nitla, the g'adam, and the eitz. It's the same source, learning that the person and the eitz are going to be buried. Same source, same makor. Inami, alternatively, kavor koi ha'etz, tikvirenu koi ha'adam ha'nitla. Now, one of the words kavor is referring to the eitz, and this is separately made when it comes to the person. Now, Lamais, there's no difference. In the end of the day, both the Adam and the Eitz are going to be buried. But it is significant, conceptually, that they're going to be buried separately. And that might be very much connected to the reasons behind why we would bury the Eitz, the Evan, the Sudar, and the Saif.
What was the first way of explaining it?
First one is that the words kivor, kavor, tikvirenu, those words in unison are going to teach us both halachas of Eitz and Adam together. That unit. That unit, both Eitz and Adam are going to come together. And the question is why? There's a din to bury the Adam, there's a din to bury the Eitz. The Chor, they should have two separate sources, like the second Pshat and Rabbeinu Yonah. Why would you think to learn both them together from Ki Kavor Tikvirenu? So if we understand the reasons behind why you buried the eights in the Evan and so on, we can understand this these two opinions in Rabbeinu Yonah. So what are some of the reasons we find that they would bury the eights? Ah, so let's do the Rambam first. So the Rambam writes, like Jeremy just said, where is this halacha Hilchos Sanhedrin? Tes vav tes, thank you. He writes, Ein tolin al ha'ilan ha'mechubar l'karka. You don't hang him on a tree that's connected to the ground, that's attached to the ground, based on the Gemara later on. Ela al ha'talosh, it has to be disconnected, and then you, I guess, nail it in some to the ground. Kidei shlo yehev mechusar b'ketita. So there shouldn't be a need to, when you bury the tree afterwards, you have to chop it down, and then you have to bury it. We want it right after you hang the guy, put the tree in the kever. We want it right away, based on the Gemara. Sheha'etz, why? The eight is shenitz, the law of the eight that he's hanged on, nikvar imo, is buried with him. As Jeremy said, kidei shelo yihelo zichron ra. There should be no recollection, no memory of the evil that this person did. And v'yomer, if they see the tree that this guy was hanged on, they're going to say, oh, zeha'etz shenitz, the law of Ploni, that Reuven was hanged on. And you remember why Reuven was hanged? Because Reuven was Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. Oh, because Reuven killed someone. Well, he wouldn't get hanged for killing someone. Because he did Avodah Zarah. Or he did his Megadif. That's very possible. Like, only Megadif and Avodah Zarah get Nitlan. That's the next sugya. So this guy did Avodah Zarah, not Mechal Shabbos, was the only corner of Rabbi Eliezer. But Chachamim say, because Megadif and Avodah Zarah, this is the tree that Reuven was hanged on after he committed the sin of Megadif, of blasphemizing Hashem. So for that reason, we bury it. Nachum Mishra tells us, what's the reason? Ah, Behemah case. What's the case? So he says, the reason is very similar to the case of the Behema. So if somebody was Roveya Behema, Shelo Tehe Behema Overes Peshuk, V'yom Zuhi Nishaniska Ploni Al Yadel. Oh, you see this Behema walking around? That was the Behema that Reuven did something with Behema. And then remember the bad thing that happened. So we don't want to remember the evil, the wrath that happened, so we kill the Behema. So we bury the eights. All to avoid people talking about the bad thing that happened.
How are people adopting to know it's that tree? There's so many trees.
Right, so I guess maybe not everybody will, but it's possible somebody will. And for that possibility...
Is it done in a public area so that people like...
I don't know if a public area, I don't know if I ever saw that spoken, but it might be a public event though.
Okay.
Right.
So fine.
Yeah. Well, nice people, so people might remember. Like, right. Yeah.
But what's the issue of remembering something
that
someone did wrong? Did
right, so... Right, may not be an issue, you're right. Maybe there's no issue. But it might bring bad thoughts. Who you want to avoid evil. You never want to talk about negativity in general. Your Behemah mind, if there anything negative to be said, they would try to say everything in a positive way. Instead of I hate something, you're going to say I dislike or I do not like something. You don't want to be as negative as possible. To avoid negative talk, evil, ra, rishus, it's not something you want to remember. Trying to avoid. And what comes out from the Lechem Mishnah as well, he compares it to the Behema case, but he first quotes the Gemara and Rashi, the Psukim, and then gives the explanation to the Psukim. So basically, Lechem Mishnah says it's Darsh time of the Krah. He's being Darsh time of the Krah, Rambam. It's based in a Pasuk, and he's explaining the reason behind it. The Radvaz and the Tshuvas, Simen Tav Shin Pei, what does he say? He's asked the following question. See, if you look through all the Gemaras, there are around four different halachas we learn from the words ki kavor tikvarenu. You can't learn two different halachas from one source. You have ki kavor tikvarenu. At most, you have two because there are two words there. You can't learn four halachas from that. That was the question that he was posed. And he says, right off the bat, says, Pashat, one of the halachas that we learn that you have to bury the eights and the Evan with it, that's not learned from the Pasuk. That's not a Pasuk at all. That's simply a Svarb Alma, like the Rambam says. It's a Svarb Alma. So this is just more of a side point. Within Shitas Rambam, who gives the reasoning so you shouldn't remember any Ra, is that because he's being Darish time of the Kra, like the Lechem Mishnah, or the Radbaz says it's simply a Svar of Amma, but not based on the Pas. But what we want to take out of this is Shitas Rambam, it's the Svara, you shouldn't remember any Ra. What's another reason as to why you have to bear the Eitz? Isser Hana. Right. Rashi of Avodah Zarah says Isser Hana. He quotes the in Avodah Zarah. He quotes the drasha of the pasuk, the Gemara that you have to bear the eight, and he says Alma eight gufe. The eight itself is Surei Hana. It's also Hana v'kavrule be'ene, and you have to bury it. We did a sugya last year. Yeah, your question, Jake?
Yeah, I'm saying you should point to both of them. It doesn't tell you why that has to be buried. It just tells you why it can't be in existence anymore. Right? Like, Yisrael Noah, we say, like, by Matzah, Shabbar, Al-Pesach, we don't say you bury it with someone. You know, we say that you burn it, you get rid of it. So I hear that it can't be in the world, according to both Svaras. Why does the Dafka have to be buried next to the guy?
No, so there's a mission. I remember last year, Parshat Chayesar, we did the sugya of... On Thursday Shira, I gave the Shira about the mitzvah of Kavura. And we quoted a mission, I think the last mission in Timura, that says the following things that Asar Banar are buried, and the following things that Asar Banar are get Srefa. So there's a different halachas, what gets Kavura, what gets Srefa. And we spoke about Kavura, when it comes to burying, are we burying a mace? Because the mace is a mitzvah, I say, well, it's a sugi we'll get to in probably next week or so. Is the mitzvah of Kavura, is the mitzvah, I say? We're burying because we're told there's a mitzvah to bury. Or the reason why we're burying is to avoid anybody getting Isser Hana. And mace is the Asur B'Hana. Anything he touches becomes Asur B'Hana, becomes part of him. So to avoid anybody getting any Hana of mace, however that would be possible, we bury it to avoid that from happening. There's a Tosos or B.K. Eger about this. But you're right, trying to avoid something, it's fine. But burying a mace also might be about avoiding something as well. We bury a mace in order to avoid people getting...
Okay, Nachman, that's only because you also have mitzvah asay there as well.
May not be also, might be only because of the Isser Hana. Uh-huh. We'll get there. But what comes out, though, is from these two different reasons. Let me pose the following question. Is the burying of the eights, the reason behind it, similar to the burying of the mace? The burying of the eights and the burying of the mace, are those two similar reasons? Or are they different reasonings?
I don't think you don't bury someone because of the Zichron Ra associated with him.
Right.
You bury him because of the Isser Hana.
Right. So according to the Rambam, for sure there's no connection between the two. You're burying the eights because you don't want to remember the Ra. That's not why we bury a mace. You bury the mace either because there's a mitzvah to bury the mace or because to avoid the Isser Hana. They're two separate reasons. And therefore, that would connect to the second shot in Rabbeinu Yonah, that Ki Kavor is referring to the eights. Tikva Ranu is referring to the Adam. The two different sources for two different burials because they're for two different reasons. According to the Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says the reason why we bury the eights is because to avoid, in order to avoid getting Isser Hana, that might be the same reason why we bury a mace, to avoid getting any hana. And that may explain why the first shot in Rabbeinu Yonah, explaining Shitas Rashi, that it's all from the same pasuk, Ki Kavor Tikva Renu, those two words in tandem teach us both halachas, you have to bury the eight and the Evan, the eight and the Adam together, because it's the same reason, and therefore the same source, to avoid getting any hana from these things that are usher and hana. Yeah? If you say the reason why you have to bury the eight is to avoid getting Hana, because it's also to get Hana from the eight, if that's the reason, that's very likely it's a reason why you bury a person, to avoid getting Isser Hana. So it's the same basic reason, to avoid getting any Isser Hana. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah will learn the source for burying both of them is from the same pasuk. Ki Kavor Tikva Renu, those two words together teach us. You bury the eight, and you bury the Adam. It's the same source you learn you bury the eight, it's the same source you learn you bury the Adam. Because of the same reason, they're the same thing. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that no, one pasuk teaches me eight. One pasuk teaches me Adam. Why are they different Torahs? It's because they're different reasons. Rambam says you bury the eights because you don't want to remember the Ra. That's not why we bury a mace. An eight is for that reason. A mace you bury to avoid this or not. Or because there's a positive mitzvah to bury.
Could you use like a, let's say, a scythe that was already like acid, let's say it was used for like, let's say, a Vodazar. Could you use that to kill someone? Is that considered a hana? You know what I'm saying? I mean, my question is really, according to the one who says it's an Isser Hana, is using that I guess, whatever, like, let's say the Evan, right? We said that you can't use the same Evan, you have to use a new Evan each time. So according to the Isser Hana Svara, is it a Hana to kill someone with that same Evan?
So you're asking a different question. We're going to get to a similar idea at the end, but you're asking the question, how does one define Hana? That's your question. Right? Is killing someone, biart darami kerbecha, removing evil from our midst, is that considered a hana?
I'm saying it has to be, according to the one who says that the reason why you're banging is because of Isser Hana.
Why?
Because we said that you can't use the same Evan twice. So the reason why you'd bury it is because of the Isser Hana. So therefore, it must be defining the killing as a
no,
as
you,
a hana.
No, you bury it to get any other hana. Once it's buried, then mimele you can't use it for any other skila also, although it may not be hana for the skila. I bury it initially so I can't get a stam hana for, let's say, holding my papers down.
So they used like the Evan and Saif like for other things as well, I guess, or they could have?
Yeah, I mean you'll see, we'll see in a second, we'll get to whether you could use such a Saif for Shechita.
Okay.
So that might be hana. Killing someone, I hear the question. Mm-hmm. Is the removal of evil considered hana?
Right.
So now let's get to the question Jake asked initially. Why don't we bury the eight mamish with the Adam? Why not? Bryce says, Ein ikbarin imo. It means imo betfisasa. So why would you think in the first place to bury it, and why would you think not to bury it with him?
We don't want it to be like metame, for whatever reason.
It's a dead body, it's the most tummy thing there is.
I'm saying we don't want the thing, the item to.
It probably is tummy once you're ready.
Oh yeah?
A rock can't get tummy, it's not clear. A sword, I think, is considered a clear. I think so. Yeah, hey, right, so for sure, it's tummy. So, but in terms of alumnus, we were saying, what would the different approaches be to why you may think to bury with him, mamish, or not to?
Well, we're calling the Ramon, it's a part of it. Since it's two separate things, why would you think to bury them together? It's one separate mitzvah for the eight, and there's one separate mitzvah for the...
Yep, that's exactly. So Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid actually says that. Exactly what Gary just said. He says, in Dinei Sanhedrin, Aruch HaShulchan, familiar, I mean, he has the halachas throughout the Shulchan Aruch. He also never says some which are printed after his death. Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid, which deals with things that were, well, not halachal ma'isa nowadays, but will be relevant in the future. Hence HaOsid. So in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Dinei Sanhedrin Simin Nun Gimel Sif Yud Dalid Yud Dalid, right?
Yeah, Yud Dalid.
Okay. No, I'm not seeing it here. Okay, so I made it's Yud Beis, it should be, looks like. Fix that quickly now, my marmakomos. So he says, Yud-Bez, yeah. He says, V'yar-li, d'ch-lachain, for this reason, ain kovrin-oso b'kivro mamish, k'dei shlo yeh lo mizrichos oven b'kivro. There shouldn't be that memory in the guy's kever himself, that he should remember it. It's a little different, but there's no reason to think it should be with him. It's a completely separate reasoning, like Gary was saying. He doesn't elaborate, but that's how I understood it. That it's for a completely different reason, different psukim. So why would you think to bury it together? Then he said, then he just asked the question, then I don't know why you have to bury it actually b'tfisa, so why does it have to even be near him? So he leaves the tzarachin. I hear that.
Maybe that could be maybe that could be. I mean, I don't know what's Tully Zeb Zeb, but on the understanding of the relationship between the Skila and the Taliyah.
Okay, yeah.
The Misa and the actual. I don't know, I haven't done a Sugi yet.
Say something along those lines.
Yeah.
Well, this would be the case not only with the Eights, also in the Evan as well. Well, with all the Dinim and the Saif, the same halachas would apply. So it wouldn't be unique to that. Now, if you understand, however, like Rashi, that the reason why he buried the Eights and the Evan is because of Isra Na, and it's the same reason why he buried Mace, the same source why he buried Mace, so then you would think you should bury it Mamish with the Mace. And the Ramban says, in fact, that's really, it should be ideal. The Ramban in Taurus Adam, I didn't see it on the shelf here. Taurus Adam is a sefer that the Ramban wrote on Hilchos Avelis and things of that sort. Very large. It's the Rush in Moed Katan is forever quoting the Taurus Adam. It's very important for learning Hilchos Avelis. And in that discussion, he talks a little bit about Haruge Malchus and Haruge Bezdin. And he discusses that the reason why really you should bury the Eitz Mamish with the Mace, the Eitz and Mace should go together because they're both about Isra Na. But it's not so kavodik to the Mace to have him buried with the Eitz, so we separate it a little bit. But really, fundamentally, they should be together because it's the same reason, the same source. The Rambam says you bury, but doesn't he say not with the Mamish? He doesn't qualify it?
No, but he separately.
Yeah. Separate.
Let's see where the Tezvav test you said?
Then he says, V'chein by Evan and Saif and.
Oh, no, but he said V'chein. V'chein means so too.
No, but I think that it was just saying that normally. It would be normally they would be that have same halacha, but a tree is different because a tree has the risk of a shimra.
But so to the Evan and the Saif would also have that.
What?
So to an Evan and a Saif would have the same. If I saw the sword that this person was killed with.
But didn't we say that the tree is specifically for Avodah Zarah and it's a special?
Oh no, you're right. No, the what I meant by that was which averos when people violate which averos will they get hanged? So we passing like a chamim if they have worshipped Avodah Zarah or they're megadif. After getting skila, they're going to get hanged also. Only those two. Okay, fine.
So isn't that, that's like a special, that might be a special, a really bad isser, and that's why they get a special thing of tree.
In Yochanami. But when it comes to the burying of the tree, that halach applies also to burying the stones, and the saif, and the sudar.
Why is it separate then?
Oh, so because the source, ki kavor tikirenu, is written in the context of tzukim, in the context of hanging. That's why. It's primary, that's the primary source.
That's what the Lecha Mishnah was saying. That's what the Lecha Mishnah was saying, that a tree should normally have the same halacha as the Eben.
Mm-hmm.
But because it has a Shem Ra, it's
yeah.
Different.
No, that's the reason behind the Eight, and so too that's the reason behind all the other things also. It's all the same. Yeah. Okay, and just finally, one last issue is found in the Berhetev and the Pischei Tshuva in Yardaya, Simen Ches. Yeah.
I don't really understand Jake's question.
Okay.
Because,
which question?
That his original question of why do we even assume that he's going to be buried with him in the first place?
Okay. I remember he was addressing it. I don't know exactly how you formulated it. You could formulate it again.
I guess, like, why would you... It was a reading in the Gemara. Like, the Gemara just, like, assumed that to be, like, Pasha, that, you can't bury next to him. Like, why?
Just wanting to know why you would or would not bury with him or not.
Why does that break the Eni Gemara anymore?
You wanted to know what was behind the halacha of either you have to bury with the mamish or the fact that you don't have to bury with the mamish. What's the basis of the halacha? And we basically said it depends. If you understand that the reasons behind the two burials are the same, you would think to bury them together. If they're different, then you would not think to bury them together. So the Ber Hetev in Yerdeya Simen Ches talks about the following question. Reuben bought a sword that was used to for Dini Nefashos. And he gave it to an Uman to fix it and make it into a knife, a shechting knife, a butcher knife. Is one allowed to use this knife? So first he says, in terms of the Tumah V'Tahara, right, Cherev Harei Kuchalal, and it's going to be Metama. Now this sword, the Pasuk says, that the Cherev becomes like the Chal, like the dead body itself. The sword is now Tame. And if you Shech the animal, it's going to be Tame. So it's possible that the, again, when you're concerned with eating Chulin in the state of being Tahara, once you you could just put it in the mikvah in tefillah, it'll be tahor. Okay, without getting to that point. And he buried this. I don't know what tumah we're concerned with bizman hazeh. There's no tumah issues nowadays. But anyway, not our point. The Pesach Teshuva quotes from the Sheh Ziyaveh. It's from a different question, not a question of tumah v'tahara in terms of the sword. But what about the isser hana question? The sword was used to kill someone. It was used to kill someone. So isn't there an isser hana? Like Rashi says, you have to bury the sword with the mace because there's an Isra Hana. But then he says, however, according to the Rambam, the halacha is based upon not because there's an Isra Hana, but because one, we don't want to remember the Ra that happened with it. It's dependent on that. So he doesn't really elaborate what he means by that. He's just quoting the other source. So I think what's going on here is as follows. If you change the sword to a different use, to a butcher knife, no one will recognize that this butcher knife was the thing that was used to kill Reuven originally. So from that perspective of the Rambam, there should be no problem keeping this knife around. I mean, the whole reason is not to remember what happened, so I could change it, so no one will remember what happened. If I change it to something else, then in Echanam, I could use it. But according to Rashi, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which is based on Isra Hana, even if I change it, it's still going to have an Isra Hana attached to it, and I couldn't use it for the purpose of Shechita. So it's just interesting that Pesach Teshuva brings these two reasons to Lach L'maaseh. I think that's what he means. He doesn't really elaborate. I think that's what he's trying to get at.
So you can cut off the branch that he was hung on?
Yeah, cut off the branch that was hanged on, right? And
it's fine.
Well, the you might still remember the tree. The tree might still remind you of that.
You can make it into paper.
Make it, right, yeah, I guess. Make it paper. Make it into paper. Make it, right, make it into paper, so then you wouldn't remember anymore.
We don't say that, like, changing its bria would change, I guess, like, it's our hana.
I was just reading this now.
Like
I was reading it now. I was trying to think. It comes to Tumah V'Tahara if you change the form, right, then it's no longer Tumah. Comes to Isser Hana. I don't know. I don't think so. I think until it's not usable.
Uh-huh.
Pencils. Okay, fine. So I guess we'll stop here. A little early.